USDA raising red flags during its Ag Outlook Forum. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Farmers shouldn't expect much help from higher crop prices in 2026. That's according to USDA's new chief economist, Justin Benavidez. Greg Allen has more.
We see about a dime increase in price per bushel for both corn, beans, and wheat.
Speaking at the 102nd USDA Annual Outlook Forum, the United States Department of Agriculture outlook pointed to only modest gains ahead, meaning producers will need stronger long-term solutions to stay profitable.
I think most of our producers agree that federal support, whether it be ad hoc or whether it be planned long-term investments, government support is not the way out for producers. They want markets. They want increased demand.
Corn acres are forecast to drop sharply, down nearly 5 million acres, while soybean plantings are expected to decline by almost 4 million. That shift reflects tighter margins for corn and continued demand for soybeans.
We see that this year we're trending more towards the soybean acreage side than we were at this time last year.
Benavidez says that's a key concern. While assistance is helping stabilize farm finances now, it doesn't replace the need for improved prices and stronger market opportunities over time.
I do think finalization of 45Z and any changes to the RFS could be some of the major inflection points in the year as we think forward about what could change the price picture.
The bottom line? The farm economy may see some improvement in 2026, but meaningful recovery will likely depend on longer-term market strength, not just government support. Find out more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
This week is National FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th, and FFA students across the country are celebrating and sharing the FFA story. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. On Thursday, February 26th, you're invited to celebrate Give FFA Day, a 24-hour fundraising effort in support of the next generation of leaders who will change the world. Learn how you can help by visiting FFA.org, and be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week.
Hi, I'm Darcy Lipsky from Sanilac County, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Plenty of cold air holding over Michigan to start the week here. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We've got north flow coming down out of Canada. That means the lake effect cloud cover is still a thing. The north winds should subside later this afternoon into this evening, just in time for another clipper system to come in from the west and northwest. That clipper will come through tomorrow night into Wednesday, bringing some good snow to the UP and northern parts of lower Michigan. Lesser snow totals farther south, but everybody sees clouds and cold. We are staying chilly into Wednesday as well. We just are not able to get anywhere close to some of that mild action that we got last week just yet. Now, we do see warmer air starting to bubble up over the areas to our south late this week. Significant storm complex hits Indiana, Illinois, southern Ohio, and into the Tennessee Valley on Thursday. And behind that, we start to see south flow take control. We're quite mild as we move from the Friday night into Saturday time frame. The question is, can it hold? Cold air wants to sag back southward out of Canada for the rest of the weekend. I believe the cold air wins for Michigan, probably not too much farther south, but it does win here, and we have some snow and rain that wants to develop Sunday night into Monday of next week that has a bullseye right on Michigan to move through. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Looking back at how the grain markets performed on Friday, we check in now with Andy Eubank and with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. They spoke during the middle of trade Friday afternoon.
We pretty much wrap up the week the way it began, which was higher wheat markets, and that has been the theme throughout the course of trade, Brian, throughout this holiday shortened week. Double-digit gains on Friday again. That pulled corn higher and beans gave back. So some back-and-forth markets, not, however, in the case of wheat. which was the upside leader for sure.
No doubt wheat is the leader. We're looking at Chicago wheat reaching the highest level since last July, Andy. Basically a six-month high, seven-month high. And looking at some movement, I think, by the commodity funds that manage money into wheat. Fundamentally, one could argue that we are dry here in many parts of the Midwest, as well as the Mid-South, as well as the Southeast. Now, we don't make a wheat crop in February, but fundamentally, that is a reason to be concerned moving into as the crop breaks dormancy in a few weeks here. But looking at the way the market's been trading, no doubt that wheat was perceived to be a buying opportunity by the managed funds, by the money, speculative money, beg your pardon. And we're seeing that what those funds can do to a market with this sharp rally we've seen. So we'll see. I think producers want to continue to keep their antenna up for opportunities on these 2026 pricing opportunities. For crops they planted last fall, of course, and if they have any remaining old crop, but I think most of that's been sold. But wheat, I think, is the leader, and it's been a transition, Andy, away from the speculative money being on the short side of the market, which it was for most, if not all, of 2025, and moving to the long side of the market now.
And that's Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, March corn up a penny and three quarters at 427.5. May corn 3.5 cents higher, 439.75. March beans, though, dropping 3.5 cents to 1137.5. May beans 2.75 lower, 1153.25. But March wheat climbing 14 cents to 573.5. April live cattle falling $1.42 on Friday to $2.42 even, but April lean hogs up 22 cents at $93.67. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.